Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. My name is Lamo. In a moment, Geshe-la, Venerable Kondo-la, and Venerable Churchi-la will be coming in. And when they arrive, would you please stand out of respect for Geshe-la and his teachings? And then you'll see people prostrating, and if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you just remain standing. We'll be saying some prayers in the white prayer book on the first base sheet and the bottom of the first pink sheet. If you have cell phones, if you please put them on vibrate, turn the sound down so it doesn't disturb the teachings, you're welcome to bring drinks in here. So Geshe-la, this is the last Sunday before Geshe-la's three-month absence. He'll be around the end of December, but there'll be other people giving Sunday teachings. So, you know, not to worry. This morning he talked about meditation, about the four immeasurables, and he made gave some quotes from this Shantideva's Guide to a Bodhisattva's Way of Life. Also he talked about compassion, a lot about the need for compassion and the benefit of practicing compassion. So he spent quite a bit of time on that and on Tonglen practice. So the only practice that we actually did was the breathing meditation practice where we count our breaths. So that is what we did. And I believe the quote, one of them was on, you know, Shantideva, there's nothing whatsoever that is not made easier than through acquaintance. And that's on the chapter on patience, verse 14. And he also quoted another passage, but I couldn't find that one. I can't pinpoint exactly where it is. Okay. So let's just settle our minds to get ready for the teachings. Oh, and also, I think we have an announcement, sorry.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Susan Potter. I am with the Inspiring Generosity Committee, and occasionally we invite, or every couple of weeks we invite a center member to share with our other membership what the center has come to mean to them and what they value, how they volunteer and support the center. This morning, Joanna Smith, who's been a member for a long time, is going to talk about a generosity project that she and Sherry had a brainstorm about. It's a wonderful opportunity, and so I'm going to turn this over to Joanna.
Thank you, Susan. I think a lot of you know me. I'm Joanna Smith. I've been around here for quite a few years, and over the course of those years, I have fortunately accumulated a lot of items for my altar and for my practice, and the truth is I've got more than I can possibly use. And so I was thinking, how can I share this with other members of our community? And Sherry and I did some brainstorming with some other folks, and we decided to set aside a day, an event, on September 13th, where we will have an exchange of items for your altar or for practice that's based entirely on generosity. And Geshe-la kindly named it for us. It's called Searching for Dharma Treasures. And the idea is that people like me who have extra items can bring them in and donate them to the exchange. And then people who are perhaps setting up an altar for the first time or would like to add some things to their altar or need a mala can come and take an item or items. And in exchange for that, they'll make an offering to Kadampa Center. Now, there are not going to be any prices. There are no suggested donations. It's all going to be based on the generosity of the recipient and what they would like to give to Kadampa Center to benefit our whole community. So all the proceeds of this will go to Kadampa Center, and I see it as a win-win-win situation. The donors win because they're benefiting from their generosity. The recipients win because they're giving to Kadampa Center, And we all win because Kadampa Center is supported. So I hope you can all participate. If you have any questions, particularly about what kinds of items to donate, please see me. I think I got most of you when gave you this handout. If you don't have one, you can pick one up on the way out. Thank you.
So if you please turn to the first base sheet in the white prayer book where it says Kadampa Center Prayers. And then, so let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Then the four immeasurables in English, and then right below that in Tibetan. Taya ta om ne mune mahamunaye soha. Taya ta om ne mune mahamunaye soha. Taya ta om ne mune mahamunaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevadam deveyuda dempajuchi the page to the first pink sheet, and at the bottom there are two mantras. So let's chant Chenrei Zig's mantra eight times, and then right above that Green Tara's mantra seven times, and let's think about people who are on the prayer list and in our hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, The children are welcome to go to their classes.
Good morning. Should we do meditation or should I finish the explanation of Mani Mantra? Because this is the last Sunday class. In America, you have to have choice. It's okay not to have choice in Nepal, India, so many you have your choice. So what do you prefer? So Mani Mantra? To explain. Where's Hamula?
Oh, she's going to the children's class.
Oh, that, like, I forgot to bring my prayer veil. So, Tim, would you mind ask Samula to borrow? How you say, borrow or lend? Borrow. Can you see this? Can you see? Can everybody see? This is called prayer veil. When you go to Nepal and India or Tibet, you know, you see there's a lot of them on the wall. You know, people, they turn in clockwise. So fill with the mantra inside, you know, fill with the mantra. Thank you, Tim. So this is made in America. This one's made in America, so it's well made. So they see, it turns very well. So then you are supposed to turn the clockwise, no? Clockwise. When you know, that's when you turn clockwise. Because the way they put the mantra, you know, so where they put the mantra. So when first, you know, there's piece of paper, there's all the mantras written, then you cut them, then put, you know, then incense, then you roll them, you know. So that's like probably a couple million mantra inside here, you know. So then this is mantra of compassion mantra. Okay, so so this is, you know, this is another type of, you know, prayer wheel, you know, that you can see in the Nepal, or when you go to Nepal or India, you know, people are, you know, walking around the stupa with, you know, this, a lot of them, you know. So then please, when you go there, when you get one, make sure you don't get just one for tourists. They say some of them are just for tourists, you know, so when you open that, the inside there's a magazine. Magazine in Nepali language you can read. Or maybe Hindi, you know. So not because not like not because they purposely put it there. No, they don't know. This all the mantras been written in Tibetan. Sometimes when it looks like Hindi, but no, still Mani mantra. You know, Mani mantra is written in Sanskrit. So this one handheld one. So usually, before I explain the Mani mantra, so I just want you to understand a little bit. So this one, between here and here, you see between here and here, usually it's bamboo, made out of bamboo, between here and here. So beneath there, there's shell, very, very hard shell, you know. So even like making a hole with a drill takes a long time, a lot of effort, you know. So idea, so you put a shell here, shell, so then over there, the bamboo, the edge is kind of sharp. Then you turn, you know, like, when you go around the stupa, you turn, then basically, like, it's all about compassion. It's all about compassion, you know, compassion, you know, source of happiness, compassion. So then you do, so eventually, can you imagine the bamboo go through the shell, go through the shell? Bamboo will make the hole in the shell. So now, next time when you go to Nepal, when you see somebody hanging there, something white, so that means that person already went through how many shells that person went through. It's not just decorations. That's how many shells they went through, you know. So that's how, that's how many times they turned this prayer well. So then you put another shell. If you see the shell, one shell, three hole, that means they went through three times, you know? So this is widely practiced in Tibet called prayer well, you know, prayer well. So there's all kinds of prayer wells. So this is metal, there's no shell, but traditionally there has to be shell there. So one of my aunts in Nepal, she said that she went through like three shells a month or something like that. Hard to believe. So I myself not able to went through one, so Tibet, you know, so like beside infant, every Tibetan people knows this mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, this compassion mantra. So I start with the beginning, so some of you are here first time. So this letter Om, you see this big, first one is called A. It looks like a bird, that's called A-U. Then the round one is called Ma. So this prayer will be here, you can look, come closer and look. You know? A-U-Ma, the three letters become Om. When you do yoga practice, when you say Om, there's three syllables, become Om. You know? A-U-Ma. A symbolizes body. You know? You say here, body, spirit, mind, body, spirit, mind. So here, body, speech, and mind, not spirit, body, speech, and mind. Huh? Body, then this one symbolizes speech, then this one symbolizes mind or heart. Om. When you say Om, you are saying body, speech, and mind. That's what you're thinking, Om. I mean, just, you know, like, it's more than tradition, you know, just more than, I say, custom. When you do yoga, you say Om, but there's meaning beyond Om. There's meaning Om. purity of body, you know, which is, if you put in the color, which is white. Purity of speech, if you put in the color, it's red. Purity of mind, if you put in the color, blue. I think it's blue. So anyway, Om, there's a purity of body, speech, and mind that you're thinking. So then, you know, probably you heard this, you know, probably you read about Vajrayana practice, the divine pride. Divine pride. For reason, not, that's for profound reason. My body, speech, and mind, when you say Om, my body, speech, and mind, the body, speech, and mind of, you know, in this case, compassion, enlightened beings, no different, is one. See, the main obstacles in, like, Vajrayana practice, to main obstacle is like this sense of, how is it, ordinary being. That's the main obstacles. You can't make any progress if you have this strong sense of ordinary, you know. Oh, no, this is not worth, this no meaning, you know, it's like bad, it's negative. So then, no matter how many time you spend, you know, in Vajrayana practice, you are not going to make any progress at all. So it's called divine pride. You know, that moment, you know, thinking something very special. You yourself is divine. Environment is something very special. Being in the environment is just pure. Thabar Ramjam, just pure. You yourself, pure. environment is like pure as mandala, and the being in there is all, you know, pure. That's called Thaparamjam. That's whole idea, you know, to see. Sound of the tree is not just sound, it's like saying something important. When you hear bird, how do you say bird? When you hear bird, it's not just sound, it's like sound of something very special. A waterfall is not just sound, you know. The everything means something, you know, something important. Then, you know, just, oh, this is, I don't like that, this is not look good, not like that. No, how you say, it's no opinion, just pure. They say, Om. Just most of the time, you know, the beginning of the mantra, pretty much you see Om. So now you know Om means body, speech, and mind. Om. So that Om Nimu Timu. So that's interesting. So one explanation I already explained, there's no, each there's six syllables. This is called six syllable mantra. Sometimes you see seven, no, seven. The last one, the seven, number seven syllable should be in the middle. But when you write, you know, I don't know how you put it in the middle, you know, it's hard to put it in the middle. So you have to put somewhere. If you put it in the beginning, that's wrong. No, it has to be middle. So that's called Om Mani Padme Hum Shri. Last one is called Shri. So that's usually seed syllable. Seed syllable, okay? Seed means that something will grow. Syllable, that why it's called seed syllable, it will become something. If you are doing Tara practice, there's a green, bright green thumb. It's no Shri. Green thumb, that's called seed syllable. So if you visualize, you know, imagine that, and slow that thumb become para. That's why it's called seed syllable. Here, same, Shri become, you know, there's like white Shri, they become compassionate Buddha. That's called seed syllables. So when you write, you know, so that's why they write. Usually this is called six syllable mantra. Is clear? Yeah, if you don't understand, please, you know, raise your hand. No? Om, so here, first one, Om. So I already explained that, you know, like each syllable symbolizes six perfections. That all explanation is already given. So now here, Om Timu. So when you say Om, then visualizations, then you should say the power of that, you know, letter Om eliminates confusion. Confusion? Or another way you can say not knowing. Not knowing. Not knowing. There's a problem. It doesn't mean you are bad. No, it's not knowing. It's generally, it's a problem. Not knowing. No. Not knowing like... not knowing how to make pizza. I think probably that is a problem. I don't think it's like a personal problem, but I think generally speaking, that's a problem, you know. So, particularly when you want to make pizza, then it becomes obvious problem, you know. So that problem can be solved only through wisdom. Wisdom to learn, you know, not just sit there, say some prayer, oh, may I able to make pizza. But that's not going to help, you know. So you have to learn how to make pizza. So that's called wisdom, no? So that's why the wisdom liberates. Wisdom frees from problems between you and pizza. Prayer may motivate to learn. Prayer may motivate to learn, but actual solution is to wisdom. You know, no wisdom, no solution. So that's why Om. When you say power of Om, you know, when you say Om, then you need to think that word syllable eliminate confusion. So then confusion, you know, is quite deep. You know, it's quite deep. According to Buddhism, the problem is not the chair, you know. So you may think, oh, I'm not happy because of this chair, you know, of the shape of the chair, or the paint, colored paint in my house. So we have, you know, so many things to blame, right? Not just you, also including me too, you know. If something you are not happy, or maybe, you know, so there's first thing we are thinking is not to blame somebody, you know. So here, according to Buddhism, the fundamental source of difficulty is confusions. Now, confusion makes sense? Confusions. So that fundamental confusion, not just confusions, that confusion refers to not knowing self. Not knowing self. So now each one of us need to think how you define self, how you define self. Do you think that your body is you? How you think, like how you define yourself. So this is called meditation on emptiness. So powerful. Why it's powerful? Because it goes to the root of the suffering. It tackles the root, you know. That's, it's not because we are bad, lazy, not capable, not all of that. That's just your mental projections. You know. It is fundamental confusion, you know. That's like not knowing, not having clear understanding of self. That's why all this problem occurs, you know. Not because of your hair, not because of, I don't believe in anything, not because of that, simply because of that confusion. It says, Om eliminates, when you say Om eliminate that. So, see, there's a lot of different idea about how to define self. Or some people say, aggregate, aggregate. These are the, I think aggregate, that's self. And people think, you know, they say, not aggregate, I think maybe collection of aggregate, maybe that's more like, sounds like self, not aggregate, you know. Aggregate, there's five aggregate, there's not one aggregate, there's five aggregate. It's hard enough to take care of one self. So now all of a sudden you have five self. I mean, that's big problems. So then people say, okay, maybe continuation of aggregate, maybe that's more like self. That's how I define myself. So they say, okay, then you know, your understanding of like self is getting better and better. So now you are saying, maybe not the aggregate, maybe not the collection of aggregate, maybe continuation of aggregate, maybe that sounds more like self. They say, maybe like consciousness. Well, that's the self. So this is getting like more sophisticated. In the end, merely imputed, based on five aggregate, self is merely imputed, that's all. So that's the best, you know, like understanding of self, how self exists. So then with that understanding, then you are able to cut the root of the suffering. So that's, then ignorance. That's why the meditation on emptiness is so powerful. The brief explanation, okay. What's happening? Every object has two truths, conventional truth, ultimate truth, another way to say appearances or emptiness. What we are seeing is just appearances. What we are not seeing is emptiness. We are not seeing the emptiness part. Not able to go beyond, so much caught up with conventional reality, not able to see what you call true truth, four noble truth, true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. Ultimate truth is the one that we need to see, you know, to think about. That's the brief explanation. So about the power of Om eliminate confusions. Om jinimu ba timu zaje me shedang. So now second syllable ma. Eliminate, here it said hatred. Hatred, basically anger. No, anger, hatred is more deep, right? Hatred is more deep. Yeah. Tibetan word shedam means like you are really, really, not just, you know, anger can be gross, subtle, very subtle. The hatred, I think it's all gross. It's like so really, you know, from deep down from your heart. Seeing everything red, you know, so when you get angry, you know, like you're kind of shaking, and all of that, and hatred. the most destructive emotional, negative emotional, the most destructive. Attachment do help people, you know, do help many occasions. Attachment do help people, but hatred is all negative. From hatred to, no, there's nothing good. So when you say ma, then you just visualize, you know, the power of the syllable ma eliminate hatred. Okay, shut down. So then, if some of you are here, you know, having a lot of difficulties, you know, with anger, so then I will suggest you to read Shantideva's books, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number 6. You know, this was like Buddhist anger management program. It is, yeah, true, but no, we don't call that anger management program. We don't call that, but actually, what it is, that is what it is. Shedang Sumusim Chana, Shantideva, what Shantideva said, that book is written somewhere in the 7th or 8th century, written by Indian master. Been used, like widely used or practiced till now. Books taught in 7th or 8th century. Since then, it's been practiced widely. So in that book, in the chapter number 6, what Shantideva said, Shedang, there's hatred. Shedang. Sumu sem chana, sumu, pain. Hatred is pain. It's pain, believe or not. It is pain. What Shantideva, sumu, is pain. It's like, it's painful mind. Sumu sem, painful mind. If you harbor that, if you harbor, no matter who, monks, nuns, gishi, popes, Dalai Lama, doesn't matter, whoever harbor that painful mind, what we call hatred, shedang. If you harbor that, shedang, sumu sem chana, inishiva nyam minyos, you are not going to experience peaceful mind. Not because I'm a bad person, no, I'm this and I'm that, because simply because of anger, hatred, that's all. Because of hatred. Shedang sumu sem chana, inishiva nyam minyos, nimi onshis, not able to sleep. All the happiness will be destroyed, no appetite. That's what Shantideva said. So now, how we have desire, no, we have desire, meditation and device, we have desire to want something, desire not want something, desire to want to do something, desire not want to do something, you know. This innate desire we all have. If whenever there's some kind of interruption taking place between you and that desire, then you are finding whenever there's interruptions taking place between you and the desire, or wanting to do something, then some interruption taking place, not wanting to do something, then taking some interruption taking place. So what you are doing at the moment, if you analyze, you are finding a fuel for your hatred. So then you feel the anger, result, you are completely destroyed. It's easy, but not easy. Easy to say, but somebody has to say. So in this time, I'm the one who's saying it, but it's not that easy. But you know, but what we can do, we can try. We can try. So that's why I think verbally, taming your mind verbally, repeating certain word again, it's like recharging yourself. So when you get out, when you interact, you are more mindful than reacting right away. You are more mindful. You learn how to protect your happiness, mental happiness. You don't react right away. You take time, think, this is worth it to destroy myself. Simply because somebody put this prayer wheel upside down. No? See? This prayer wheel supposed to be here. All of a sudden, when you come to Islam, right here, is worth it to destroy all your happiness because of this? No, not maybe. You can pick it up, put it there, put it back. Done. No, like that. This is just an example, no? So, then you are like doing like, you know, like I say, self-meditations like that. You are recharging yourself, you know, you are like preparing yourself when you go out. Is it worth it to sacrifice my happiness for these simple things that's not very big deal, but I make this a huge deal, you know? Is it worth it to be miserable? Your choice. So, no, it won't take much to destroy our happiness. It won't take much. You have experience. I have experience. In the morning, early morning, you know, enjoying nice tea, you know, nice tea with some breakfast, sitting outside the sun porch, enjoying. All of a sudden, one squirrel will come. First you look at the squirrel, oh, kind of cute. So the cuteness doesn't last very long. Then the squirrel, you know, goes to the fruit tree that you think that you worked so hard. Actually, you didn't work so hard. But, you know, so the fruit, there's a lot of fruit there. And you see squirrel kind of when I'm going there. So you see now how is your cuteness of the squirrel deteriorating. Not just that, you know, so then something else is arising, you know, so like, there's like probably fruit, the squirrel trying to get there. Simple as that. That's just an example, you know. Nice breakfast, there's all this feeling is gone. So then trying to chase the squirrel, say, you can chase them, you know. So then you come back, so, after 1 minute, squirrel come back. So, or you can sit here long all day, just chase squirrel back and forth. Or maybe do something else, you know. So like that. No, it's as simple as that, no? So then, you know, like thinking about yourself again and again, 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 it's like preparing yourself, you know. It's not a big deal, you know, it's not a big deal, like so. So anyway, that's not going to say much because there's not much time. So, you can read Shantideva's Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, that text called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number 6. Shantideva thoroughly examined or analyzed why, how we get angry, why anger is not good, why it's painful mind. Thoroughly examined that in chapter number 6. So you can read that, you know, so, and hopefully that will benefit you. Okay? So I myself, you know, so don't think that I never get angry. That's not true. That's not true. That's a mistake. When you look at me, you can think, oh, he's trying. Yeah, that's correct. Because I'm trying. You are trying. We are all trying. Not easy. Oh. See? I have to admit that I chase squirrel with horse. Not just one time, many times I chased him. You know? That's not compassion. That's not compassion. That's not Buddhist teaching. No, it's not. No, it's not. When it's come to practical, it's not easy. It's not easy, as we say, struggle. You know. So, but doesn't mean you have to give up. No, even though it's difficult, you don't give up. No, you try. No. And slowly, then, you know, it will change. It will, perception will change. Slow, take time, you know. Slowly it will change. So wisdom, I think wisdom is needed, you know. So whenever we struggle with something like that, wisdom is needed. I never thought, feeding squirrel will solve the problems. I never thought that. I never thought in the beginning. Feeding squirrel will solve. You know, it will. You know, I thought, chasing them is the best way to, you know, best way to get them away from my fruit tree. I thought that's the best method. Turns out I was wrong. So then, you know, all kind of methods, you know, buying something, they spray on the tree, cost money, So spreading something around the tree, you know. So when you see squirrels going near to the tree, so they say, oh, how come this is not working? That's what they say, this is working. Now it's not working. They are lying. So my mind is wasted. So I say, I need to go back to them and fight with them. So why there's no all of them? No, it's just, that's how we destroy our happiness, unfortunately. Oh. So you did all of that, and buy this, no spray, doesn't help, you know, put it, then buy another one, then put it there. So what I didn't do is I didn't buy the net, they cover whole tree. So I'm glad I didn't do that, you know. So maybe there could be another, like, method to destroy my happiness further down. Mm-hmm. So then feeding them, you know, so maybe they're hungry, you know. Not they want to destroy my tree. They have no intention, they're just looking for food. So then I feed them. Solve the problem. So they don't go to my tree, they don't go to my tree because they have something to eat there. So no, I don't mind giving that, no. I don't mind to sacrifice that compared to fruit. I'd rather protect my fruit. So I feed them, no, I feed them there. Oh, they're happy, they don't go there. No, I don't have to chase with them horse. Problem solved. Wisdom. Not my prayer. Wisdom. So, because there's confusion between me and squirrel is also confused. I'm also confused. Yeah, everybody's confused. So, no wisdom. So see, not easy. So, then I can watch squirrel how they eat, you know, it's kind of cute, you know, they clean their nose and they eat, drink. I don't have to chase with the horse, you know. Each time when I go out, turn on the water, use the horse, I was bitten by mosquitoes, all of that. So now, you know, I don't need to turn on horse, I don't need whatever mosquito biting me. So they can eat peacefully, so I can watch them, you know. It's all good for everybody. That's how it worked for me. I'm not suggesting you should do the same thing. I'm just explaining my experience. No? So see, I don't have compassion all the time, you know. I also, you know, so I'm trying. You know, you can try. So then like ma, okay, this is ma, so probably stop talking. Ma, there's no eliminate anger or hatred. There's second syllable. Pay, like then money pay, these two together, you know, two. That's eliminate attachment. So see, no mindfulness. Ni, okay, sorry, second syllable, ni, that's eliminate stinginess, motherliness. This is like, you know, we must help each other, you know. So each time, according to some of my experience, you know, so sometimes, you know, I help people thinking in mind, not because you are in a better position, no, not at all. Fortunately, you have resource to help. Then you help, that's all, finish. Nothing. No, you help them, you know. Maybe that's their good karma ripening. You know, so it's not like, oh, I'm better than that, no. So like help. So then when you remember that, it, you know, makes you happy. So that happiness lasts long time. Being, you know, generous about your time. So as I said, it's not just giving material, you know, possessions. Even just making one phone call. If somebody's going through difficulties, making one phone call. You may think it's not nothing, but it means so much to that person. Even just listening. So just listening. That's also, you know, based on my experience. Particularly if somebody's going through depressions. I have no clue, you know. Practically I have no clue what is depression, I have no clue. So then, you know, it makes harder to understand. So when you call someone who went through depressions, and one of your friends is going through depressions, when you call someone who has experienced when that person come to talk to your friend, he felt, even just talking or listening, he felt finally he found someone who understands what he's going through. That's generosity, that's giving. That's generosity, you know, that's giving. Even just listening, you know, just listening. So, doesn't have to, you know, give money, you know, doesn't have to give food, you know, so even just listening. So, so there's a lot of opportunity, you know, so while you're driving car, it's very like, if you let somebody go, more likely next person will go, let go someone else. If you don't let go that person, more like that person is already angry. That person will not let anybody go. So there's a ripple impact, you know. So, and overall, I think here, you know, generally speaking, you are honest, sincere, you know, you really follow the law, you know, very highly, sincerely, you know, compared to the poor countries, you know. It's hard, you know, it's hard because I was born there, I was grown up there, you know, it's hard. Can you imagine, like, making $2 a day, not just sitting on the chair, you know, like, moving your finger. It's like all day, hard labor, carrying brick, cement, or like, all kind of hard labor, make just $2. Can you imagine? So then, not just, you know, one kid, three, four, five kids, feeding them. So I know that's not why people are cheating, you know, all the time. That's cheating, you know, like lying. So you know, compared to that here, you know, you don't see that much. But I don't blame them. Their life is so hard, you know. So, but anyway, so not easy. So this, you know, in Delhi, in the summertime, it gets like 45 Celsius. That's like how much Fahrenheit? 100 and probably 15 or 20 something. In that heat, people, some people, not young, you know, all kind of age group. So people like rickshaw, tricycle rickshaw. It's not powered by diesel or fuel. It's just mainly manual work. We can hardly sit outside, you know, so hot. And looking at someone like killing people in the distance. Sitting there and arguing, like asking 10 rupees, which is like 25 cents. You know, mind thinking, oh, I'm not getting a good deal. So, you know, it's like, it's hard. You know, it's always, you know, like, oh, not easy. So then, if you give what they ask, if you give right from the beginning, so then you're another concern. They say, okay, now that person is going to ask same amount of money for everybody. Now this all, you know, like all kind of mindset. So it's not like they're not happy to give. That's it. It's not like that. Or when you give, there's so many kind of thought involved. When you say so many kind of thought involved, when you do so many kind of thought involved, no, not, that's not like joyful effort, no, happy to give, happy to talk, happy to see, happy to, know, eat, no. So, it's amazing, you know, like say, making your life miserable, eating cheesecake. Can you imagine that? Huh? It's happening in development countries, it doesn't happen, no. People there, they're just happy to have cheesecake, happy to eat, no? So I'm saying, happy to eat. When you eat, just happy to eat. No? Happy to know, happy to do, not just do, happy to do. So now, you know, just like that, no? It's very, very, it's like, makes, we created, this doesn't exist from their side, we created that. So then, you know, that's why it's, so it's become complicated because no, it's not just it's from their side. It's already complicated. It's not so much been created, projected by mind. Is making it so complicated. Like say, musicians use piece of stone or maybe piece of wood. They just created elephant or person. You know. So what you see person. You don't see piece of wood. you see person. Musician also see person. But musician don't believe this person. Musician know it's a piece of wood. But we don't know this piece of wood. We believe what we see. There's so much been projected on that. So much projected on that. First of all, seeing something that's not what it is. It is something else. Something else, you know. So then, based on that, so much is projected. So anyway, now back to the topic. So I want to finish this, you know. So the second, third syllable, the ni, when you say ni, then eliminate, you know, like the stinginess. So then the pe, fourth one, pe, attachment. Clinking on something, you know, attachment, not being, attachment is like, it's not just like, you know, it's like very strong, it's like clinking, you know, uptight. Not just pizza, it has to be Papa John pizza. Otherwise, I'm going to be miserable, you know, it has to be Papa John. You know. A French fry, that has to be from McDonald's French fry or something like that. It has to be specific. Toothbrush, it has to be Colgate. Even though there's so many toothbrush, not good. It just has to be Colgate. That's what I like. Not being flexible, clicking. Huh? So it's kind of interesting. Attachment, when you drop the piece of oil on the piece of paper, not the piece of oil, sorry. drop of oil. When dropping the piece of paper, in the beginning it's very small. It's slow, you know, like it gets bigger and bigger. So there's, you know, like, it's our problem. We all have the difficulty. So anyway, not my understanding, say much. That's the fourth syllable. So then, ma, so now the fifth syllable, jealousy. Eliminate jealousy. So antidote is a rejoice. To participate. So say my friend Gishi Sampo, if his students very happy and all of a sudden he's very happy, so you say why? Because not like, oh, that's great. No, that's great. That's what I want. That's what I'm thinking. Day and night. May all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness. No, that's good. You are happy. Not just that. No. What's happening? I don't understand why you're so happy. What is happening? Something wrong? There's no rejoice. No, there's no rejoice. No. So that's why get jealous. Jealousy, the direct antidote is to rejoice. Not to rejoice. No. So that's the direct antidote. So the last one is like eliminate pride. Pride, ngaje. Ngaje is, probably you have the same saying, ngaje ge kongbo. Ngaje is like ngajel. Ngajel, nga, me. Jal means best. I'm the one. Like that, negative arrogant. It's like round ball. It's like a round ball. Ball. Drop of water won't stay there. When you put water, it just all go away. So that means you will not learn anything new. Because you always thought I'm the best, so that that person has nothing to say. I know everything, that person has nothing to say. You will not learn. To think about something that you don't know. Direct antidote, think about something that you don't know. His Holiness Dalai Lama said, whenever he gets kind of arrogant, he think about computer. He don't know how to use computer. you try to think about something that you don't know. So this is the explanation of six syllable mantra. So then, if you don't mind, I will like to go back to the first one. So this is the explanation of six syllable mantra. So the first one, Om, eliminate, like I say, confusions. So that, as I mentioned before, every object, there's true truth. There's conventional truth, ultimate truth, or you can say appearances or emptiness. Okay. So like what you call like visual aberration. Makes sense? Visual aberration. There's some problem in the eye, in the visions. Visual aberrations. If I start to see or feel that my hair is falling down, which I don't have hair to fall down. So I'm seeing something that does not exist. But it's very vivid. Particularly, if somebody's bald, if you start to see your hair is falling down, but there's no, obviously, but that's very vivid, very real. It's real only to you. It's real to you, but it's not real. If it's real, then it's someone who doesn't have, has a problem in the eye, they have to see. Make sense? But they don't see them, that means it's clearly not there. Because you are seeing because there's some kind of problem in your vision. Similarly, that's how everything, everything, a bad person, is true. That's it's true because it's true to you, but it's not, generally speaking, it's not true. So now they're saying, okay, things do exist, Yeah, people exist, this exists, it's not just merely imputed by mind doesn't mean they don't exist. So, quantum scientists, they analyze. So now there's like a meeting between Buddhism and science. Not because they are interested about previous life, next life, because they are interested because there's so much material that's covered with the emotion, mind, all of that. So they are interested about that. Because there are so many problem that people face, they so far they don't understand, So it's not just brain, it's like something is happening. So because of there's so many discussions taking place since late 70s, till now ongoing. So they are saying, oh, now nothing exists. If you analyze, nothing exists, nothing exists. Quantum science. So that's one extreme view. It's called nihilism. No, in here, emptiness theory is talking about middle way, true extreme view, not like something that's superimposed, projected, that's one extreme view. But nothing exists, that's another extreme view. Middle way, in the middle, that's called middle way, emptiness was one way to call it middle way. So, things do exist, not because how you see, no. So then there's going to be big problems. If things exist, how you see? No. Thing exists because of cause and conditions. Because of cause and conditions, thing exists. Not because how you see. For example, example they use like light candle. Exists not because how you see, it exists because of the candle itself, what do you call this? Wick, then the lighter, that's how the candle, how the flame of candle exists. Not because how you see, Or you may see, may not have no clue that somebody used lighter to lit this candle, somebody made that candle, it's not like that, that's how the candle exists, not like how you see. This is very important. Thing does not exist how you see, Thing do exist based on causes and conditions. Because of that, because of things are based on causal condition, because of that, they are empty. Make sense? Because of that, they are empty. Not absolute, not inherent, not independent, because they are depending on causal conditions. So that idea supposed to help you to understand the other truth, ultimate truth, which is emptiness. Which is emptiness. So much has been projected. So much has been projected. As I mentioned before, that we used to see things, you know, when we are baby. When we are baby, we see things we don't label. Not much suffering. Only suffering that you have is like not hunger. Hunger, thirsty, you know, you cry for food, you cry for water. That's pretty much it. Not because you are suffering, because you have so much story been created around prayer. It's not because of that, you know. So they just see. You know. So it means emptiness teachings will help us not to take everything so seriously. Become so sophisticated, so educated, everything becomes so serious. It's like a dream. So again, please don't think that I am one who's doing it. No. I'm just explaining. Because I did study 30 years in monastery, all this material I did study. So that's right, I did study. So what I'm simply here explaining. That's what they say about emptiness. So see, you dream over something, and when you're dreaming, it's real, it's really real. You're chased by elephant in your room. Practically, your room is not big enough to hold elephant. But so much happens in the dream, so much happens, so much emotion happens. Same if somebody create elephant out of one piece of wood. You look at, you see elephant, and you all kind of, the stories you create out there, all kind of emotional. The bottom line is piece of wood. This piece of wood. Magicians see elephant, but they don't believe. They don't believe what they see. Audience, we not just see what we not just see, but we believe what we see. There's a big difference between magician and us. Magician, they know it's trick. So like all of a sudden, so just example, I was also being tricked too. I was being tricked by magicians. So they're holding like one piece of bread. They say, they make you look up. Say, look up, I will make this disappear. They force you to look up. So they go like this, this. All of a sudden, they drop on the ground. They say, wow. It didn't come down. What happened? You forgot to look down. It's somewhere there. So magician knows he dropped this piece of bread on the ground. But you believe. So that's exactly. So much been projected. So that's a big difference between magician and you. So magicians see piece of wood as elephant, but don't believe in that. But we see, we believe. That's example. The idea applies to everything, everything. So whole idea, when you become, your understanding of emptiness become deeper and deeper, then kind of, seriousness of object kind of like losing a little bit, how does this sound? It sounds crazy? So fundamental that meditation begins the self, self. If somebody calls you very sweetly, gentle, hi honey, how you feel? You clearly know somebody's calling you, how you feel. If somebody's screaming at you, yelling at you, how you feel? At that moment, the self that you sense is totally non-existent. Absolute, independent, inherent, not even aggregate. That one is the source of all the confusions. That's one. So emptiness, meditation emptiness begin with that. So then, you know, like when you wake up, whatever happened in the dream is just memory. That's it. When you wake up from fundamental confusion, when you awake from there, it's like that dream. You just dream. That's all. Whether it's scary or like something joy, it's just memory. When you awake from the sleep, you know, all this nightmare you're going through, you may feel a little bit discomfort, you know, like that, but in the end, it's just memory. It never happened. Elephant didn't come to your room. No, it's just memory, you know. So when you awake from the fundamental confusions, you know, like not knowing the true self, when you awake from there, so then everything is going to be like that. You know, everything is going to be, it's just memory, you know, like dream. But, you know, so compassion, loving kindness is also easy to learn. Easy to learn, practically so difficult to develop. Emptiness, so difficult to learn, but not that difficult to see. It's not like compassion, no, it's not that difficult to see. So I think it's good, you know, so to have say, because American, you are very smart, very, you know, educated, very knowledgeable, so, you know, most of the people can read and write, you know. You can learn. You can certainly learn. And like, see, what is all this about? It's been taught 2,500 years ago. People have been talking about this emptiness. It's not like the quantum science, they just begin how to analyze things. It's already been analyzed. You know, when they are about to fall into nihilism, emptiness theory began. They said, no, you are wrong. Something exists. You are wrong. You are saying nothing exists. That's not true. Something exists. Emptiness theory began from there. See, scientists far behind. Far behind. So, then the text it says, just thinking about that, just wondering what is emptiness, with pieces, all your negative karma, like throwing glass on the ground, it shatters. Why? Because it goes to the root. It goes to the root. It's not a table. No. It's not my friend. It goes to the root. I need to wake up. I need to wake up. because, you know, I've been dreaming so long. And, you know, all kind of dream and believing that real life is happening. Actually, it's not. You know, I need to wake up. So then, please, you know, you are very educated. You know, you are very smart. Read about emptiness. You know. So then, see if it's beneficial. I'm not going to say you have to study emptiness. So they didn't say. If you think about emptiness, what they say is beneficial. If you meditate, it's beneficial. If you meditate on compassion, it's beneficial. But they didn't say you have to meditate on compassion. Nobody says. I never said that. Last 15 years, I never tell any one person that you have to meditate. If you meditate, you get benefit. Beneficial. So how I know? If you do, so then, you know, you see. No? So with that, then probably I'll stop here. So, sorry, we didn't get time to meditate. So, and I'm not going to see you next 3 months. So then, you know, I wish you best of all the best. Best health, best happiness. So then please, you know, like, doesn't matter whether I'm here or not, please come to center. Oh, this is our center, you know. So if some of you may think, oh, this is my center, this is not my center. I only teach here. Everything else run by board. All the finance, everything, I have no clue. I don't know how to have any clue. But you know, so right from the beginning, I said, basically, this is our center. It's running here because of people like you, you know, very dedicated, very nice, voluntaries, you know. So generally speaking, last 15 years being here, you know, we do have good people. So you come here, you talk to, you know, generally speaking, nice people, you know, here. At the same time, it's very important to understand people are not, all of them, not enlightened here. So that means, you know, they also become cranky sometimes too. So it's good to understand, you know, so when you walk in, you know, don't expect, oh, these are all enlightened beings, you know. Then you'll be surprised, oh, that person getting angry. So here, everybody's trying, including myself. We are all trying to be compassionate, to be mindful, not to harm any other beings, no. So this is very good environment. So you are always welcome, whether I'm here or not. There will be ongoing class. So please consider this your center, and you come here. So whatever way you can, help, to voluntaries, to run things, everything is run because of you. Not because of me, no. One person, what you can do. So we, last 15 years, we work as a good team. So that's why your contribution, that's why this center is running very well. I just want you to know and rejoice. Okay, rejoice. When you see people coming here, just rejoice. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Oh, yeah. So then there's something to thank.
Thank you. Please, one more minute. Thank you, Geshe-la. As a wonderful lead, and today we're taking the opportunity to thank one of the, I really think, almost hundreds of volunteers who make Kadampa Center what it is today. And this is one special person who, over more than a decade, has given incredibly generously of her time and energy, and that's Barb Baranski, who is stepping down after more than 10 years as communications director. She has decided that she wants to put more of her energy into the prison project, which is very important to her, and she'll continue to manage our website. But today we just want to say thank you very much, Barb, and we rejoice in all the merit that you've created. So if you can come up, Geshe-la, as a gift for you. Mm-hmm.
So on behalf of all the people here, I also like to thank the bottom of my heart, to Bob, has been working so hard, like purely based on voluntary. So, and people like Bob, so then because of that, I mentioned before, the center is, running very smoothly. So, and thank you so much, Bob. Thank you very much. So, thank you very much. So, the gift is made by someone else. Mm. And also in the same, like Dr. Watkin, Dr. Brown, they put also so much energy, So right from the beginning, Dr. Watkin and Dr. Brown, they put so much energy. So also, time to time, also need to thank them too, So gold, all pure gold, yeah. Thank you very much, and have a nice weekend, yeah. Thank you very much.